Hey guys, welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Exceptional.
Yeah, no, really good.
I'm vibing.
Yeah.
I'm not today. I'm a bit ill.
You need to get to bed.
Yeah, I was really run down yesterday. I woke up and, my throat just felt like razor blades had been chilling.
You sound better today than I imagine you
sounded. I've warmed up, yeah. I've warmed up.
That's good, that's good. Bit of rest, you'll be back in business.
Real early last night.
That's good.
What time?
Like 6.
Oh. That is early.
Like 5:36.
Oh, yeah, okay. 5:36.
Jade's offended because I didn't answer a call.
I was just testing you.
Well, do you know what? No, why do you try and pick everyone apart?
I agree.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, if someone doesn't...
You don't answer anything or anyone when you have a sick day.
I always call you back.
No. Anyway.
Let's not get into that. God, who cares, right?
We're all sorry friends. For missing you. Ooh.
Oh, now you're just trying to make me feel bad. But
do you
I don't.
Feel bad? No. Oh, you should.
No. I've had the cat all weekend, my new kitten.
Harry.
It did have fleas, so that's a whole dilemma.
Two fleas,
and you think he's riddled. Like he's got the plague.
Once they've got one, though, they will get more.
Well, it takes two to tango, right?
Such a little... Whinger sometimes.
What are you up to there, Jade?
Scratching my armpit.
All right.
Got itchy.
Anyway, well, look.
I think we'll just cut the opener short today.
All right.
Low energy.
It is a bit low energy.
But but the show's not. Enjoy it. And there's lots to unpack. Crevo, you have a great story about falling off a bed.
Yep.
That's a very...
Yeah.
Intriguing.
It's not what you think.
It's not what you think at all, but it might be. So you listen. Keep
okay.
listening.
Good stuff.
Bye.
Bye.
This is awesome.
Now, I should like to have you meet who pilots this here in our band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else?
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Those glasses.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Guys, my new glasses have arrived.
Honestly, it looks a bit like you've robbed the gift bag at a children's party.
And I love it. Jokes.
No joke.
The Novos.
New FM. Makes the
world go. Morning, guys. Welcome to Monday. How are we?
Good. Morning. How are you going?
Yeah, look, I was a bit crook yesterday, but that's all right.
Aww. Your voice sounds a bit... Still a bit croaky. Are you on the mend, though?
Yeah, I think so.
That's
good.
I've
had like a packet of Panadol in the last day.
Good.
I think.
No, not good, really. Anyway, Monday, last week of the show before we go on holidays, guys.
Yes.
How
Yay.
Exciting.
I
mean,
I'm pumped.
I'll be missing you guys.
Yeah, you too. Now, you guys had a big weekend playing at your racket sport that can't be named tournament. How was it?
Pickleball.
Oh, it was lovely.
It was great.
Yeah, it was
great
good. Time. Did you guys win?
Not one game. Yeah, got trounced.
We got smashed.
But what do you do? The better teams out there.
Yeah.
But were they old, the players?
No, they all had to be in their 30s.
So.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a big pool of people that age.
Yeah, there is.
There's a lot of teams.
Well, good luck. Oh, good job, guys.
Thank you.
Sports players, look at that. Up next, guys, going to chat about my little kitten, Harry. Oh, my God.
Adorable.
There's been some dramas this weekend. I'll tell you more next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
And guys, big weekend. The first weekend I've had with my new little cat, Harry, which is nice. Big dramas,
so
though.
So cute.
Big dramas,
what dramas?
I'm not happy. I had a huge argument with the person I got him from.
Over what?
I found two fleas on him.
Is that it?
Yeah, but you can't have that because fleas get out of control. So, man, what a weekend I've had to have. So, I've made two visits to Pet Barn, $200 later.
Are you serious?
Yeah, flea
what?
Treatments
oh, yeah.
and baths and sprays. Oh, my God. Such a waste. And I, like, got all the wrong things the first time. And they were like, no, you can't use that. So I went to another Pet Barn and they gave me the right stuff. So, what a nightmare.
Why is it that you got the wrong stuff? Is it different stuff for puppies and kittens?
So I got, like, the flea treatment you put on the back of their necks.
Yeah.
But because he's already had flea treatment, from his previous owners, or so they say. They didn't want to double up on the harsh chemical, so they were like, look, get this bath staff, you pop him in. My hands are cut up. Like, try bathing a little 8-year-old cat. You can't really see them, but 8-week old.
You know
cat.
What
Terrible.
You should do? Get the tweezers and you just sit there. And when the kitties relax, you just sort of spread the fur and then you just pick them off.
Oh, he's like the cleanest cat in Newcastle now.
And you know
the
what?
Poor thing.
He won't
it's
even
so
get
stressful.
Any more where he is because he's in an apartment. The reason he would have got them is because he's growing up on the farm.
He was a farm kitty. So farm what did cat. You do? Hold on. Let's go back to the fight with the farm people that you
Well, I just said to him, I thought you said he was flea treated.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, he was. Nobody else has said this. And I'm like, well, I'm not making it up. I just panicked. I was like, man, if they... Luckily, I don't have carpets. But, man, I have vacuumed my house, like, maybe 5 times over the weekend, mopped 3 times. It's been crazy.
There'd be nothing worse, actually, than having to flea bomb an apartment.
No, but
it's
all flat.
Yeah, but once you get them, like, I've looked up so many different YouTube videos, like the war against fleas and stuff. Because I don't want that in my life. I don't need that.
You get so paranoid over things like this. It's so funny.
Yeah, but I just don't want that. Do you want them in your house?
It's not going to happen.
I think I've done a good job, though.
That's good. I'm sure it'll be flea-free from now on. You'll be right.
You just have to vacuum, like, every day for the next 2 weeks.
Is that what they say?
Yeah,
really?
yeah.
Over two little fleas that were...
No, but they might have, like, had... you know, drop some eggs around the place. And
this is like a parent that gets their baby home for the first couple nights and they're like, the baby cries and they're trying to work out what's wrong with it.
What happens when baby cries? Uh-oh.
I found a flea. What do I do? Help.
Oh, look.
No, you're doing a good job, Maddie.
You're obviously going to be the best... Like dad to Max.
Yeah.
Harry.
I don't know why I thought Max, but yeah.
Well, we've got lads versus lasses, guys. I can't believe I'm saying this, but it's actually 24-all.
Oh, wow. It is too.
It is. I don't even know how that happened, but the lads that and the lasses are sitting on 24 apiece.
It's a tiebreaker.
On a Monday.
It's actually 29.
No, it's not.
But let's not get bogged down in the details.
Yeah. It is
29. On offer today, guys, we have a $100 Go-Karts Go voucher for the winner.
Oh, how good's that?
One guy, one girl, 13, 10, 09. We'll play next.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus lasses.
This is our ultimate battle of the sexes game. The lads and the lasses go head-to-head. We're currently tying on 29 gold stars, and you can win today. Was that family double pass?
No, $100 go-karts go voucher. Great prize, yeah.
Yeah, awesome, right? All right, it's time to meet our first contestant. We're meeting Cindy. She's from Cessnock, 47 years of age, and says her only hobby is sleeping. If she won Lotto, she'd buy a plane ticket straight away. And I see here on the screen, wants to take me to dinner.
Aww.
Nice. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
Where are we going for dinner, if you can?
Well, I'd have to say Spices Restaurants, because where I work.
Oh, okay. Where's that at?
That's in Pocobin.
Oh, okay, nice. That sounds like a nice
place. That sounds right up your alley, actually.
Yeah,
Kuda.
I love,
You'd love
a winery lunch.
How would Emmy feel about that?
Probably very upset, so better not do that, all right? well, let's get into your questions. $100 Go-Karts Go voucher up for grabs. Plus, of course, a gold star on the illustrious leaderboard. Question number one for you. If you see a one-ton ute for sale, what does the one-ton refer to?
The load size? The weight.
Which of those is it?
We'll go the weight.
The weight? Oh, no, you should have gone load size. Oh, you're wrong. No good. All right, question number two.
Well, technically, she did say that first.
Well, it's up to you, Maddie.
No, we have to be fair.
We have to be fair.
Yeah.
All right, number two. This is multiple choice, all right?
Yep.
Shane the Nugget O'Neal is famous in which X Games sport, right? He's considered Australia's best. Is it A, BMX riding, B, motocross, or C, skateboarding?
Motocross.
Oh no, skateboarding.
No.
All right, don't distress. Okay, question number three. In the world of tools, what is the brand Diablo known for making? Just have a guess. Any kind of tool. See what you get.
Hammer.
No, good guess, but not it. It's all the saw blades and cutting gear.
That's okay. Don't despair. Stay on the line because people have won on zero answers. Before. So
happens just amazingly regularly.
It
actually.
Does, actually.
All right, let's go to Aiden from Singleton. He's 27, a panel beater, and his go-to bevy is a Jack Daniels. He felt sorry for the Queen, but that's as far as his royal interest goes. And his one dream is to win the lotto. Royal interest goes, his one dream is to win the lotto. Hey, Aiden, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, going good, mate. What's happening today?
Oh, not much, just work.
Oh, good. Panel beating. Are you in a factory?
No, we're in a little warehouse in Singleton.
Cool beans.
Oh, well, shout out to Singleton this morning.
Aiden, I represent
you. You need one question correct to walk away with the win today. Are you ready? Here we go. Question number one for you. The company GHD is most known for making what?
Is that hair straightener?
Yeah. Wow, it is!
You win!
You win!
Congratulations!
Yelp, yelp, $100 go-karts go voucher. All yours, my man.
New FM.
The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On
New FM. It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. What makes the
world go? Guys, I went to my first Knights game for the season, and it was so good on Friday night watching the Knights win against the Sharks, 26-22. But it was actually really... he's okay, so I can say it was really funny. Kalen Ponga, the poor guy. So Ben was watching him down on the field, and he's like, is Kalen Ponga vomiting? And I was looking, and we're trying to zoom in on our... mobile phones to see like a
modern day
binocular. And I'm like, I think he's hurling, Ben. And poor Kalen Ponga, like apparently him and Connor Watson, because they're housemates, they caught a bug. So apparently they'd spent the last like 24, 48 hours on the toilet to the game.
Oh,
and,
my God.
Yeah, and so Kalen Ponga still went out and played, but he looked like death and he was just vomiting like,
Constantly
on the field. I couldn't believe it. But the thing is, he got two of the tries and two try assists as well.
Wow. So it didn't stop him.
It didn't stop him, but Jesus, like, imagine what he could do at full strength.
Well, maybe even three tries.
Or maybe it made him like work a little harder.
Maybe, you know?
It's
but
possible. Or it was a tactic.
Like overcompensating.
Put off the other team. They're like, oh, poor Kalen, he's vomiting. Let him through.
Yeah,
don't tackle him as hard.
Yeah.
But no, like, good on you, Kalen Ponga.
Oh, good job. Did you enjoy it, though?
Oh, it was great. It was so good.
Yeah, deluxe.
Yeah, I was lucky. I managed to get tickets up there this time, so it's really a different experience. So the view's great, but I find the atmosphere is always a lot better down in the stands.
Let's be honest, when you go to the box, you're not really there for the football.
Oh no, Ben and I were.
It's the life of a celebrity, Maddie.
It's the free food and booze. Real talk.
But no, it was great.
Hey guys, up next, this is one that's been trending on Reddit at the moment.
Yeah.
In the Ask Reddit section, which is where people can post up a question, everyone answers, right? What did you see that you definitely weren't supposed to see?
Oh.
Now, this is so interesting. A lot of people getting involved with this. Here's one that just is one of the top comments. Was working at a hotel during university and saw my lab partner get a room with the professor. I mean, a perfect example. But you're working at the hotel, so you can't say anything because that's part of your job. Discretion, right? Mm. I remember when I was back in high school, I was out and about and I actually saw my friend's dad kissing another woman.
Did you tell him?
No. What are you supposed to do with
your
that?
Your dad's cheating on your mum?
I was probably... like I was the first year of high school. I just met this friend probably a few months before, and you don't know what to do with that information, right?
Yeah.
At that age.
Did you talk to your parents about that?
I don't even remember if I did.
Blocked it out at the time.
I just sort of let it go.
You saw Jade naked once. Well, you definitely weren't supposed to see that.
Weren't supposed to see that.
We'll take your calls next.
Yeah, 131009. What did you see that you definitely weren't supposed to see?
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
131009 this morning, guys. We're asking you, what did you see that you weren't meant to, guys?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, going absolutely bunta on Reddit at the moment. Thousands of people telling their stories of stuff that I guess a lot of the time you can't let out because you can't talk to anyone about it if you weren't supposed to see it.
True.
Right? Now, Jade, you were saying you had a story.
Yeah, so I don't think I've ever told you guys this, but I actually saw my father-in-law's penis by accident. Definitely wasn't meant to see that.
Are you sure?
100%. So
keeping it in the fam?
I was, we were living in an apartment and he was staying in his brother's bedroom. And so I went and knocked on the door because Ben and I were about to go to the market. And he's like, oh, knock on the door, see if Dad wants to go. And I was like, oh, okay. So I went and knocked on the door. I was like, Jimmy. And I've opened the door and he was just lying nude, like sleeping nude. And I saw his old dong.
So did it look the same as your husband's?
It did, actually. I was like, yeah, he got his dad's banger. And
runs in the family.
And I was, yeah.
Wow.
So in that situation, are you, like, into it?
What do you mean?
Well, it looks the same.
It did look the same, but no, of course not. I just quickly shut the door and I went and I was laughing and was like, and I just saw your dad's wang. Like, and I said, I'm scarred.
My favourite part of this break is your many different names for the male anatomy. Yeah. you just like reeled out at least four then.
But yeah, it was really funny. And then I was just like, I know where you got it from, Benny. And he was just like, don't tell me.
That'd be quite awful. Pudding for him, I would think.
I think he's blocked it out.
Oh, well, I can imagine why. I'll just read a couple more of the stories that I've come across from here. This one person has said, I was fixing an elderly neighbour's laptop. That when I opened up the desktop, there were thumbnails at maximum size of nudes they had taken. Because you know, like, older people, they can't see the screen,
yeah.
So they, like, turn everything up to maximum size. And then another person has said here, when I was a kid, I had a pet ferret, which went into my parents' room and under the bed. When I pulled it out from under the bed, it had locked its jaws on a bright red rubber adult plaything.
Oof.
Wow, that's
another
bad
thing they weren't definitely meant to see.
Do you know what? Something just sprung to mind. We caught my dad back when I was, like, younger.
Yeah.
Driving in a van with another woman and a child in the back. So we had this suspicion that
he had a, like, second family.
Yeah. Crazy, right?
Do you know?
And we never found out, no.
Really?
So I might have a brother or sister out there that I don't know about.
Yeah. Or it was just a single mum that he's just hooking up with at the time.
Well, there's many different options
none
here
of them
to pick
great
from. So true. Guys, as I was saying earlier, big tournament, the Pickleball Open,
mm-hmm.
Happens on the weekend. You guys play together in a team.
Yep.
How many games did you win?
Zero.
No, that's all right. Like, you know, your first one.
Yeah, it was good. I had fun.
Mm. Yeah, Jade, yeah, you were in Sydney for 2 days.
I was in Sydney for 2 days. So, no, it was fun playing with Crevo. Well, and, yeah, we'll get into
we'll
it.
We'll find out more about your weekend next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Hey, guys, big weekend for you two. The pickleball tournament.
Yeah.
It was big.
200 of the finest pickleball players from around the country convening to compete for gold.
in so the New true. South Wales Open.
You couldn't have said it any better.
It's like you want to be a part of the sport, Maddie, and that's
fine.
I don't.
But you're I so enjoy reluctant. Making fun of it.
You enjoy that too much.
Okay, first, Kruger, explain pickleball to people who don't know.
All right, essentially, it's on a badminton court. You've got like a table tennis racket, and then you've got like a bigger ball, plastic ball. Right?
Every time we talk about pickleball, guys, we go through this exact same script. Yeah, I know. Well, maybe that's a sign we shouldn't
talk
about.
People don't know the sport sometimes. If you're just joining us, it's really cool. But the thing is,
oldies.
Not always old people. There was actually a 9-year-old playing at this tournament over the weekend. He was so good.
Was he there with his grandparents?
No. So his parents play. His actual parents play. Martin and Nan.
They sound like old people names.
No,
they do.
They do,
but
that's working in Maddie's corner. That
true, but Nan, I don't know, maybe it's a Singaporean background. I don't know the nationality behind that. But anyway, he's a weapon, and it's really funny because he was playing with his mum and people were targeting him because obviously you target the weaker player, but then they soon realised...
Was it you versus him?
No.
That's something you would do.
But they soon realised that, he's a beast and the mum's a weaker player. Like, 9 years old, he's going to be a superstar in the game. Like, insane.
Yeah.
But obviously you and I competed together, Crevo, in the mixed doubles on Saturday.
Yep.
And we didn't do so well.
We got trounced.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's have a look and break it down. Why do you think you lost?
There were just better players out there.
But do you think that you guys should have been in the beginners category rather than the intermediate? You think maybe that was where you went wrong?
No.
I think we were right. But
we're definitely intermediate players.
But they were just better trained, they were better organised and played better.
All fairness, it was our first time playing together at a tournament, and I think that does change things. But also, we don't really play a lot when we are at club, though, too. Like, we didn't really train together as much as we probably should have, reflecting.
Absolutely. And that's how you get better, right?
Yeah.
It's really as simple as that. There was no, like... I know you were hoping for some sort of argument.
Breakdown
of communication.
Throwing water bottles at each other.
Although, I must say, I actually kept my shit together. You, Crevo, you had a moment. I actually had to call time out for Crevo.
Yeah.
I kid you not.
Yeah,
what?
Because I kept saying to Crevo, I was like, you're right? You want a timeout?
Yeah,
no, I'm fine. I'm fine. And then I was like, no. We need a timeout, mate.
You called it.
So I called it. I was like, time. And I walked up to Crevo. I was like, you okay? And you're like, I know. What did you say? I need to calm down. And I was like, yeah, you do.
I got quite. It was a very intense game. You know? I got really into it.
You did.
I had a great time.
I'm glad. Really cool. I'm glad. So you're happy you went?
Oh, 100%.
Going next year.
Probably.
Travelling to another state for their Open
Not going
tournament.
For another okay. state.
No. Well, we've got the Australian Nationals are getting played here in Newcastle at the end of the year. So
they're doing that.
Yeah, probably. Definitely.
Yeah, you're playing?
Yeah.
So don't you need to qualify for that?
No, it's anyone can enter.
So it's the only sport in the world that you don't need to qualify for.
For the Nationals.
For the national tournament.
Correct.
Correct. Write your name out on a bit of paper and you're in. Well, congratulations.
It's still a new
you
sport.
You can play, Maddie, in the Nationals. You can play.
No, thank you.
Jackson can play.
Oh, guys, our news time with Maddie up next. And, of course, we are so excited on the show on Friday. We announced that it's Camel Week this week here at the show.
Yeah.
Every single day, your chance to win a VIP pass to the Hunter Valley Camel Races happening on the 8th of May, guys.
That's right. For you and three mates, there'll be four of you all off together having an absolute ball.
Drinks, food.
Canapes, beverage,
going to be fantastic.
Package.
The whole box and dice. You want to be involved in this.
We're going to play after the news and tell you how you can win your tickets next in UFM.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Oh, my.
Once you learn the camel in his particular moods, then they're good animals.
We might not be quite going where no man has gone before, but this should be properly epic.
Now I've got another camel cup under my belt, I might have to try again.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yes, this is hump day, all week actually. It is Camel Week, guys, and we're giving you the chance to win 4 VIP tickets every day to the Camel Races, which includes finger food, canapes, a beverage package, and it's at the 8th of May at the Cessnock Showground. So you can get your tickets for the Hunter Valley Camel Races. You can find them on Facebook today, but if you want to win these tickets, you can do it right now on 131009. All you have to do is call up, and we're going to take 2 listeners, and you just have to pick the winning camel in our camel race. It's that easy.
Yeah, we've got a special race that we're going to play out on the air. If you pick that winning camel, the 4 tickets are all yours.
This is so good, guys. 131009, the lines and now open.
New FM. The Novos.
And guys, let's give away tickets to the camel races.
Oh my God.
Once you learn the camel in his particular moods, then they're good animals.
We might not be quite going where no man has gone before, but this should be properly epic.
Now I've got another camel cup under me belt, I might have to try again.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
We are kicking off Camel Week in style. We have 4 VIP tickets to the Hunter Valley Camel Races on the 8th of May at the Cessnock Showground. You want to mark this one in your diary because these VIP tickets come with finger food, canapes, beautiful beverage package with all the beer you could want to drink.
Possibly want, yes.
Yeah, exactly right.
Lots of choices.
Deluxe, right?
But it's also a great day out for the family as well. They've got, you know, amusement rides, market stalls, food vendors. It's a really great day out that you want to experience.
Now we're going to tell you how you can win tickets, right? This is very simple. We've got a special feed directly to a camel race that's about to be run, right? Now there's 2 camels in this race, and all you have to do is pick the winning camel. You get that right, and you win. That simple, right?
All right, let's go to our very first caller today. We're going to Brooke, 28, from Curry Curry. She works in the coal mining industry, and she's never ridden a camel before. Her best quality is the ability to talk bullshit to anyone. Hello, Brooke. You should work in radio.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi. Question, have you ever been to a camel race before?
I have not, and
okay,
that's something that I'd love to do.
All right,
it sounds fun and
unique. Let's do it. All right, so you got to pick between these 2 camels, Brooke. You can have either Humpty Doo or Camel's Toes. Which one do you want?
Humpty Doo.
All right.
Okay, let's meet now, if we can. Linda.
Linda, her birthday falls the day after the camel race, so she wants to go and celebrate. Ooh.
Hey, Linda.
Hi.
All right, Linda, you have Camel's Toes as your racing camel, all right? Good luck to both of you. Let's run this race.
Here we go. Crossing live right now to an undisclosed camel race somewhere in the world.
Good morning and welcome to this special edition of the Monday Camel Races for Jade, Maddie and Crevo's Camel Week. 2 competitors here ready to go, Humpty Doo and Camel Toes. They move into the gates ready to race in 3, 2, 1, and they're off and racing. Humpty Doo moves quickly. Although Camel Toes seems to be a strong contender, Humpty Doo moves along the outside and is making good progress. Camel Toes is moving quickly though and comes up along the inside. Can Camel Toes move out to take the win? Camel Toes is ahead now with Humpty Doo trailing quite far behind, at least 2 lengths there. Humpty Doo is making a move though and could make out the win here. They come along the final straight. Camel Toes is moving quickly. Humpty Doo has gone ahead though and takes the win. Congratulations to Humpty Doo.
You, Brooke.
Yes,
congratulations.
You're going to the camel races, Brooke.
Woohoo!
Yeah, that's right. You and 3 mates.
Oh, my God, this is the best thing ever.
You're great. Welcome.
Oh, that's so good.
Well, enjoy, Brookie, and thanks for listening to the show.
Thank
it's all
you.
Happening,
wow.
Guys. Our Hunter Valley Camel Races on the 8th of May at Cessnock Showgrounds. You can get your tickets for the Hunter Valley Camel Races. Find them on Facebook today. But, of course, you can win them again tomorrow.
Absolutely. Every day this week. Next, guys, MAPS wrapped up last night. Belinda and Patrick, I think the only couple that are walking away from this experiment legitimately in love.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that.
It's a rare diamond when this happens.
Absolutely. We're going to catch up with them next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Of course, Maths, the big finale last night, guys, wrapped up, and it's been a great season. Two of our favourites, though, on the show this year were these two, Patrick and Belinda. They join us
Jade,
now.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Oh my God. First of all, I have to say, we love you here. You guys have done such a great job, and we're so happy that you guys are walking away with a great relationship.
Oh, thanks so much, guys.
No, I was going to say, it just seemed like, you know, through all of the trials and tribulations, you guys seemed like the most genuine, really. Like, there was so many obviously fake relationships and, you know, the fame-hungry people and all that, but you guys are just in it to find each other. How good?
Yeah, I know. I think we've been pretty lucky.
So how's everything being, Patrick, after Maths has wrapped up?
Yeah, it's been a lot different, but also in a good way, because I don't have any pressures from the show at all, so we're just doing our thing and living a normal relationship.
So where are you guys living now? So you've moved in together, yes? Are you still living separately?
Yeah, at the moment we're living separately, but we're not too far away from each other because we're both in Melbourne. So I guess that's where we're not interstate.
Yo, that's so good. Yeah. So do you guys, like, catch up and have dinners and sleep over each other's houses? How good?
Yes, we're just, like, living a normal, everyday relationship now.
Nice.
Have you guys kept in touch with anyone else from the show?
Yes,
I have.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who,
spill the beans.
Come on, give us something. What's been going on with, like, them? Like, you know, a lot of them haven't made it in their relationships. Have they moved on dating? Like, who have you been chatting to?
I'm, like, friends with, a selected few still. I think everyone's just going back to their normal life and trying to move on from the show, to be honest.
Yeah, we have to talk about that outfit, Belinda, the purple jumpsuit. I know Jade here, we were over at my house watching a catch-up episode, and she was obsessed with that catsuit. Do you still have that? And will you wear it again? It's very famous. Australia's most famous catsuit.
I would agree.
I would love to wear that outfit again. It's, like, my favourite. And, I'm pretty sure I saved it for the last dinner party. Wanted to go out with a bit of a bang.
What I love about you guys is that you're wonderful to watch. You seemed genuine. You are a genuine couple. You're in love. I'm so glad I got to talk to you guys because it was a thrill to watch you. So thanks so much for joining us on the show today, and good luck, and hopefully we might see a real marriage happen soon.
Thanks so much, guys.
Bye.
Wow, I'm sure they'll sell that to New Idea.
Maybe.
They were Maths' most boring couple.
Absolute rollercoaster.
Well, you know what? That's why you know they're genuine. Like, jeez. that was a dentist pulling teeth.
Give us something.
Tell
just
us anything. Are you in touch with people still?
No. Well, that's the problem with some of these Maths interviews. Sometimes you get really good ones, and other times you get people that just, you know, can't be bothered. Yes. I get it. Getting up at 7:20 to do an interview on the radio must be a hard life.
Yeah. We'll
never have to chat to them again. All the best.
Yeah, exactly. We'll probably never.
How many compliments can you give them? Oh, great relationship. Yeah, I love your catsuit. Yeah. Anyway, hey, news time with Maddie coming up next, guys.
Way more entertaining, I promise.
Well, that's why they weren't on the first half of the season. Yeah. They really had to ramp things up a little bit with them.
Yeah, that's right.
I think that's probably why they kept putting in more outrageous outfits.
Just to say anything about them, they had to keep, like, collecting footage the whole season to scrabble together even a tiny couple of minutes.
Oh, my God, I love it.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. What makes the world
go? Guys, some things have just sort of been annoying me lately. I know I'm living a great life.
Tell us more, Jade.
But the thing is, the Hotmail layout is really annoying me. So they've been trying to get me to update to the new version, but I refuse and I keep denying it. And Hotmail keeps on trying to force me, and I'm like, no,
I like the old layout. Why do I have to change? Why does it have to change for?
How do you know, though, that the new one won't be better?
Because I tried it. And they give you, they sent me a link once and they're like, oh, do you want to try the new layout? I was like, oh, okay. So I did it. And it was just too much for me. I don't like to adapt to technology like that.
You know what, though? You're paying. You're not paying for the service, Jade. Like, they can change it if they want.
Well, they shouldn't. Because I'm a big believer in why fix something that isn't broken? That's a motto of mine. So
things need to evolve, Jade.
No,
you know?
They don't.
Not everything always stays the same.
Some things should, though. So I don't know. I've just been noticing a few things that I want to talk about that, like, just leave them be. Like, why do they have to change?
Jade's rant up next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And now, Jade, you're about to get on your little soapbox and have a whinge.
Okay. No, it's not a whinge. I just wanted to point out a couple of things.
Sounds like a whinge to me.
Let's hear them.
Like I just mentioned earlier, Hotmail's been really trying to push me recently to convert to the new layout. So I'm still on the old school days of the system, I guess, the email facility. So I'm like, no, I don't.
The electronic mail.
The electronic mail.
On the computer.
Because those of you who know me, I don't really like technology too much. And then when I heard on the weekend, we were chatting to someone, Crevo, mutual friend, and they were saying how they work for NAB or Commonwealth Bank, one of those guys. And I was saying how much I gave them feedback. I said, hey, can you please let the bank know that I'd like some colourful cards? Like, they should bring it, like, you could pick, you know, whatever colour ATM card you want.
Some of those banks do, like, a pink one or a green one or something.
Yeah. And he said, oh, no, that's never going to happen. I said, why? He said, because the banks are actually going to be going cardless very soon. And I said, so what are we going to be using? And he said, our phones. I said, no. I said, I'm not okay with that.
Yeah, but do you know what? Most people actually have adapted to that quite easily.
Yeah, like, who cares?
Most people are paying for their phones now.
I haven't, but if they go, it's the end of cards, I'll be like, all right.
You don't really have a choice.
That'll be my response. Like, well, who cares?
Yeah, well, anyway, I don't like it. And if anyone wants to create a petition to keep the ATM cards, I'm not alone. A lot of people prefer just to have their card. I just don't like the whole tap and scan. Like, what happens if you lose your phone?
It's the same as if you lose your card.
Yeah. Well, no, not really.
It'll be actually easier because all you do is get a new phone and the new card will be there instantly.
I guess.
What's next?
It'll actually end up easier.
Well, there's not enough manual car drivers. Like, when I went to Car Yard the other day just to do a shop around, right, they were saying how...
You're not buying a new car.
No.
Stop wasting salespeople's time, Jake, going into their car yards, making them put the airs and graces on to sell you a car with no intention of doing so.
I said to them, look, I'm not interested in buying at the moment, but I said, I'm just getting an idea of what's out there. And then I said, can you get this in manual? Or, no. And they kept trying to make me buy an automatic. I was like, no, I don't want an automatic, though. I want to get a manual. And it just seemed too hard.
Is that because you like the feel of it?
Because it's cheaper.
No, I like the feel. I just feel like you're driving a car in a manual, you know?
As opposed to what?
Well, just an automatic's just not enjoyable. I like going up and down the gears. It's just funner to drive.
Feels like the good old days.
Yeah, but he was like, oh, no, you're going to want automatic. The resale value's not going to be there for a manual soon. And, yeah, it sort of made me sad. I'm like, what's wrong with the manuals, people? So I don't think, I think we should go back to that. There's just all these changes happening in my life at the moment. I don't like it.
Very upset about it.
No, just, you know, the email, the cars, what else? The ATM card isn't changed that's coming my way. Facebook, you can't schedule, Facebook posts now how you used to be able to. They've changed their outlet too. There's a whole new creator studio. And I just don't like these changes. I'm finding out I don't like... I'm becoming less adaptable.
NutriGrain's changed its pic, like the little picture on
the
front.
I'm not worried about NutriGrain.
Nutri-Tank.
Well, hopefully you can adapt, Jade. You need to find it in yourself somewhere to
adapt to these very small peace. And minor, not even inconveniences. They're just like slight alterations to the way you live.
I don't want to alter.
Prevo, birthday lotto up next.
Yeah, $325 up for grabs. We gave away a big old chunk of change last week, which is awesome. If you would like to play 131009, if you were born in the month of September.
I have the audio of our winner last week.
I really hope you're born on the 8th of September.
Oh, my God, I am. Yes!
That could be you.
Yeah.
Now.
Especially since it's September again.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's just come up September.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is
The
Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Easy way to win cash here this morning. $325 up for grabs. Last week, we gave away heaps of cash. Let's try and do it again this week. Now, I'm not saying that this is auspicious, but the last time we gave away money last week was for a September baby. Ooh. It's come up September again.
So you're saying it might be a lucky month?
Who knows? I hope so. I want to give away as much money as possible because it doesn't affect me, right? It doesn't come out of my money.
Yeah, well, that radio station money is great money because, yeah, you're right, it's not from our banks. Let's go to Belinda right now in Edgeworth. She's admin at the John Hunter. She has three kids and three grandkids, just purchased a brand new house and says her 30s were the best time of her life and abseiling was the wildest thing she's ever done. Crazy stuff, Belinda. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, yeah, going good, well. Thank you. All right, well, look. We gave away close to 700 last week. Let's hope the luck continues for you now, Belinda.
Here we go.
Jade's spinning these birthday balls.
Fingers crossed for you.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, hold on. Didn't want to come out. Here we go. I have spun up the 27th of September.
No, number 9.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, enjoy your day, Belinda. Thank you.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. That makes the world
go. I will confess, I did eat it, and it was delicious.
I knew it.
I'm confessing.
And I actually sat there yesterday and thought, oh, my God, did I actually eat it?
You made him get himself.
This is The
Novos. New FM. That makes the world
go. And it's a beautiful morning, and there's nothing better than getting a gossip from Hollywood and around Australia from producer Jackson.
Yeah, Lance Bass is opening up about that Bachelor that came out as gay. Now, I know this isn't big in Australia, but it's huge news making it all over, like, the gossip sites. And it's interesting to hear what, obviously, an ex-NSYNC member who's dealt with coming out has to say about that. Also, too, why Meghan Markle can't step a foot right. She's been criticised for her tribute to Prince Philip.
Mm, okay.
Oh, God.
Yes.
You're damned if you do, damned if you don't, if you're that couple.
All right, it's coming up next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
I love getting What's the Goss with producer Jackson because you keep me all up in the know and there's so much happening with Meghan Markle and obviously the Bachelor news over in the States.
Yeah, so Colton Underwood, he was a huge Bachelor in I think it was like 2018.
Okay, so a couple of years ago.
Yeah, anyway, he's come out as gay. So after putting those women through that, he's come out and he says, this is who I am. Apparently filming a Netflix documentary and Lance Bass from NSYNC. Do you remember him?
Yes.
Yeah.
He looks like someone out of Wallace and Gromit. Interesting. I just did a Google of him. He's had a little bit to say about it on his podcast.
A small percentage of the community that's just going to not like the fact that he came out this way, that he's using this as, you know, monetizing the experience. When you first come out, most people, they have no clue about the LGBT community. They don't know what the issues are. They have no idea because they've been so separated from that. So many people immediately go to like, screw that, it's too late, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like they don't like to support it.
I feel like he's sort of speaking from an outdated point of view there.
I agree with that. I think...
So hang on,
So he's basically saying that this guy shouldn't be cashing in on the fact that he's coming out as gay because he's filming a Netflix documentary. Also, too, that when you come out as gay, whether you're in a public figure position or you're just normal, people don't understand you, so you should hide it away, essentially, that, like, that's what you're going to face. And I think that he's come out at a time where it wasn't necessarily so accepted as it is today because most people don't really care anymore. I mean, we had that yes referendum and whatever. And he kind of sounds like someone who just... It's like sports stars where they get really mad at like younger sports stars now because they get sponsorship deals and they make more money out of their story.
Like right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, true.
So like, he's making a Netflix documentary on coming out. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's a rumored Netflix documentary coming out. So they're saying that he's going to make a lot of bank on the fact that he was a straight guy on The Bachelor and now is realizing who he really is, which I think is fine. I think it's good. If you're going to get paid millions of dollars to tell your story and make a few people feel comfortable about themselves, totally cool.
It can only, yeah, but do you know what I think with this? It can only do good. Him doing a documentary. Yeah, it makes him rich, but you know what? Who cares?
Oh, 100%.
He's coming out, he's talking about his journey, which I'm never a person to judge somebody on how they come out because every single person's journey is so like completely different to the next person's, and it's so important that people like him come out and make themselves known. So, Lance Bass.
Shush up. Yeah, shush. I think the more damaging thing is someone like Lance Bass, who is a prominent figure within the community, coming out and telling people how they should feel about
it. Yeah, that's so true.
Like, shush up.
Yeah, what does he know about that guy's, like you said, journey? Yeah. Nothing.
Just be quiet. Go back to singing in NSYNC. Oh, that's right. They don't want you. Anyway, moving on to the Duchess. So, of course, she stayed in the States while Harry went over to the funeral. And this poor girl just cops it left, right and centre. So she did a really beautiful flower arrangement. So one of her wreaths was the only 9 family wreaths to be placed around the coffin. I didn't know this about her. She was a professional calligraphy writer. Did you know that, Jo?
Yeah, I did. She used to do it. Yeah, when she was at university, it's how she used to make money and whatnot.
Mm. So she's put together this arrangement, and also, too, she's written a handwritten note in calligraphy. Now, she's being called disgusting and sensitive because some of the details of what the wreath included, in like the flowers and what was written in the note, have now leaked to the media. Which is not uncommon with these kind of things, but they're saying, of course, the Sussex Royals trying to take over this man's funeral.
What?
It should all be about him. Yeah, she's getting caned by the UK press.
She can't do anything right.
That's really sad. Do you know what I mean? Like, she's one of 9 wreaths that got put around there. Why isn't anyone else leaking any of the other notes? 100%. They're just picking on Meghan and Harry.
So true.
A lot of the details actually come from the palace, but a vibe of what's being written is, what is bewildering here is why and how, on a day that should have been solely focused on celebrating the Duke, that Meghan Markle and the Sussexes have treated themselves to yet another front page moment.
Ah, that's them making the front page moment, which is the irony of the whole situation.
Yeah, isn't it interesting?
Yeah, I really feel for them because they just get targeted.
I mean, yeah, but do you know what? The royal family, I feel, or the institution will actually stick to this for a long time.
Yeah.
It's like a weird way of punishing them.
Well,
it's
look,
pretty bad.
They have a lot to hide with Prince Andrew. So, I mean, making Meghan Markle the focus of things, unfortunately, she's collateral damage. But I think she's a boss.
Yeah. Nah, she's good. She's good. Poor thing. Hey, guys, up next, we're going to do a round of Love It or Loathe It, getting Crevo and Jade's thoughts on today's daily topics. And we're changing gears because we're chatting garden gnomes.
Oh, what?
I'll explain more after this.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Love it or loathe it. Loathe it.
Getting Crevo and Jade's thoughts on today's daily topic, guys. Interesting one today. Garden gnomes. Love it or loathe it. Here we go.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Loathe it.
Oh, I love a garden gnome. I think they're so cute.
Are you kidding? Ugly little things. You won't catch one of them in my garden.
I wish they were real. I wish they came to life.
Well, that's just a whole nother fantasy you've
I
got
know,
going on
but
there.
They're just so cute. They're chubby little cheeks and they're pointy
Something
little
Something very creepy about garden gnomes.
Why?
They're very divisive, aren't they?
They are. And, like, I know somebody, my old neighbour, whose front yard was full of them. I'm talking hundreds of garden gnomes.
Why is it
she had this,
so
like,
much?
Overgrown, like, horrible-looking front yard. And it just had garden gnomes' heads popping through.
Yeah, beady little eyes all looking at people.
What brings
us
on?
Welcome, welcome. Interesting article out over in Europe at the moment. Garden centre sales, guys, are up nearly double what they were only 12 months ago.
Right, because everyone's locked at home, they're doing up their gardens.
Yep.
Now, there's been a massive shortage across Europe of garden gnomes, which is so interesting. Like, first of all, I know the pandemic's been raging over there, but people seem to be buying garden gnomes too much. Like, what's a garden gnome going to do to, like, you know, ease your tensions and your stress?
It makes your garden happy. And just like here in Australia where we were putting teddy bears in our window for the kids when they're on walks with their family at one point, they must have been just decorating their garden with gnomes for kids in their street, and it took off.
Ian Byrne, the manager of Highfield Garden World in Whitminster, said there's been a massive upswing in the sales of garden gnomes. We haven't seen a gnome in 6 months now, unfortunately.
They can't even get one single one for their shop.
That's unbelievable.
Well, interesting as well, the recent blockage at the Suez Canal has contributed to the ongoing shortage. So they finally were getting some in stock. Gone.
It's amazing how many people actually collect them. You know how you're talking about your neighbor's yard with all those gnomes? There's actually a house in Carrington which has like 1,000 garden gnomes.
Right.
All the statues as well.
Yeah, it's a mixture. Statues and garden gnomes. It's a treat, that house. I do enjoy driving past it.
Well,
gives you a smile.
It does. I think that
freaks Maddie out.
That's what's so good about them, you know?
Well, they freak me out.
No.
Do you have any in your garden?
I don't have any garden gnomes. I have a little wombat, which I got for free off the side of the street.
Of
someone was throwing it away. I was like, that's a perfectly good little wombat statue.
I'll have that.
What about you, Crevo?
No gnomes.
Do you sell them?
Yeah.
So what does, like, a second-hand garden gnome sell for on Facebook Marketplace?
There's vintage ones, which are made of, like, full concrete.
Oh, wow.
And they'll get, like, they're quite collectible. So in the $20 to $30 range. But if you've just got a cheapo made-in-China one, like, $5-$10.
What a waste.
I'd like some garden gnomes. I just haven't really finished with my garden.
Bring your wallet for once.
No, she's getting her free wombats from the side of the road.
Yeah.
That's true.
Hey, guys, coming up next, Crevo, after the news.
Yeah, look, I stayed at my friend's house in Sydney on Saturday when we went down for our little tournament.
Mm.
And something happened. I had a bit of an accident in the bedroom.
Uh-oh.
You wet yourself.
I didn't wet myself, but I...
Even worse. Number two.
No, it was an almost injury. It could have been quite bad, actually. We'll give you all the details next.
All right, it's coming up very soon at New FM's 8:24. And don't forget, birthday lotto back before 9 o'clock worth $325.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On
UFM. It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
That makes the world go. So, guys, 105 commercial free coming up next with Jackson, of course.
Yo. Sia and Zayn, Dust Till Dawn, that is coming up.
Very underappreciated, that song.
Yeah.
It's great.
It was weird. They never actually met.
Lush Life.
Yeah,
really?
Lush Life. Yeah, they recorded it in separate parts of the world. Zara Larsson.
Talking about
underrated, she's the most underrated pop star.
I think
of all
she
time.
Is a fantastic artist.
Oh, so her latest album's amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Check it.
Jason Derulo and Lifestyle as well.
Good stuff. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off after 9.
Next, though, guys, I stayed at my friend's house for the first time. Like, I've known this friend for 10-plus years.
Mm-hmm.
First time I stayed at their place, and there was an incident in the room I was staying at which caused a total ruckus. They, like, ran in to check what was going on,
the whole situation.
I'll get into it next. Quite embarrassing, though. Full details in just a moment.
All right.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
So, man, if we could only talk about the things on air that we talk about off air.
Private conversations.
Jade. every time you just floor me.
Wow. One day that story will come out on air, but not today.
Yeah.
On Saturday night, I stayed at my friend's house, right?
Yeah.
And they just not too long ago bought this place in Sydney, and...
Good on them. Yeah, how long did that take them to save up?
Exactly, like forever, their whole lives. But really awesome, really excited for them. First time I was staying the night there, right? Mm-hmm. They got in the spare room. They'd set up a lovely room in there. And it was probably, we'd had a few wines and it was a great night. And I went up to bed and I was just about to fall asleep. It's probably 11 or 12. They'd all gone off to bed. And I, you know what? Next to the bed, there's a PowerPoint and I was going to plug my phone in, plug the charger in, right? So I rolled onto the side of the bed, just quickly rolled over to plug it in. And what I didn't realize is I think they'd, either just because they just had secondhand furniture or something, that the mattress was maybe a queen and the base was a double. And I got onto the edge of the bed and it was I'd been quickly dumped out of a dump truck. You know where the side goes up? I, the whole mattress tipped up on a complete, high angle. I rolled onto the floor, big thump as I fall down a whole 110 kilos of me onto the, carpeted floor.
Yeah.
They're, knocking on the door. Creepo, you're right. What's going on? I think I've had some incident or something. And I'm in a total daze because I was almost asleep. And you know when you're in that twilight phase of just drifting off.
How shocking.
And then my heart's racing. I'm how am I on the floor suddenly?
You know what? You're very clumsy in the bedroom.
Yeah, I think so.
Everything always happens to you in the bedroom.
If I get a real shock when I'm almost asleep, I don't deal with it well. There was the time last time when I ripped my sheets in half because I got so freaked out from a bad dream.
So are you,
this is part
that's a new one.
Of that.
Oh my
that's
god,
scary man!
So did you apologize or were you angry at them?
No, I apologized. I'm so sorry. They're they didn't really know what had happened.
Did you ask them why they've got a queen bed? Mattress on a double base.
I was just in too much shock. It was on one side, it lined up, the side I got into bed, but the other side was the tipping side, and away I went.
Did you hurt yourself?
I was just a bit shocked more than anything.
Yeah,
a bit sore down the side, but not really bruised.
Yeah, temple on the bedside table.
Well, I was very close.
Oh, Jade, you go straight to the death option every single time.
Creepo might not have been here today, everyone, so we're very lucky.
I do feel lucky really and blessed to be alive. But it was shocking incident.
Oh, well, I hope you enjoyed the weekend.
No, the rest of it was great.
Sounds like it. Jeez. Hey, guys, birthday lotto up next worth $325 today, Crevo. We are looking for which month?
April.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
All you need is a birthday to play. We're looking for babies born in April. If you want to play 13-10-09, I do believe we have a player, though. $325 up for grabs.
And we've got to give her a big welcome, Sonia. She's currently living at Merriweather, but she's moved here from Sydney for a bit of a sea change, and now owns a cafe in Hamilton. Good morning, Sonia.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Good. Hi. Welcome to Newcastle. So when did you move here?
Oh, a little while ago now, 2014.
Okay.
Oh, it's been a while.
You're a local now.
Yeah, maybe in another 20 years.
I bet you don't miss Sydney.
No, still miss some of our friends, but we love it up here and would never go back permanently.
Isn't that interesting? Jade, do you know what?
What?
You're such a Sydney hater. It's actually a really nice place to live. It's a big city.
I know it's a big city.
Let's give you some. Oh, you own a cafe as well. I'll give yourself a shout out.
This is your chance.
Oh, well, we're Mustang Cafe and we're inside Costa Ford.
Oh, good stuff.
Good on
good
you.
Good stuff. I think your partner goes there sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, she does. Yeah.
Oh, good stuff. All right, let's
do this.
That's
very good. So good on you guys.
All right, here we go.
Oh, here it comes. She's dropped her balls everywhere.
Okay, sorry. Here it is.
Hate it when that happens.
Yeah. I hope you're born on the 10th of...
April.
Oh, close, but not quite. 15th.
Ah,
sorry,
Sonia. Thanks for
hanging out with us.
Appreciate
it. Oh, good luck, guys. Well, look, enjoy. Have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we will.
Doing anything special today?
Oh, yeah, actually, I've got my first hockey game.
How good's that?
So the summer season's kicking off, I think it kicked off last weekend.
Keep up with all of this. Honestly, pickleball. Hockey.
Yeah.
Too active.
So,
too active.
So I'm playing for Cardiff. I'm in the seventh grade.
Oh,
so
the Cardiff Cobras.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think we've given them that name, but yeah.
That's what they're known in my head. What about you, Maddie? What are you up to today?
I'm just having a chill day. Today I've got to catch up on maths and I want to watch the funeral of Prince Philip.
Oh,
I didn't get to watch.
I haven't
on the
watched that either. That's on my to-do list.
Oh, busy, busy
actually,
day.
Actually, you know what? We have to talk about your afternoon schedule on tomorrow's show, Maddie.
Okay. It's very boring.
Yeah, I know.
It involves a lot of daytime television.
But it's very interesting. Make sure you're listening for that.
105 commercial free coming up next with Jackson. Does that thrill you, the sound of that, Jackson?
No, I mean, each to their own. Enjoy. I mean, I'm just always so busy, so that just sounds too boring for me.
Yeah, seizing the day. Yeah,
Natalie and Perulia is more. It is coming up. Glass Animals as well. Heat
I like
Waves.
That one.
Let's do Avamax as right. well.
Thank you, Jackson. And don't forget, on tomorrow's show and every day this week, guys, we're giving away tickets to the Hunter Valley Camel Races on the 8th of May at Cessnock Showgrounds. 4 VIP tickets. You get finger food. There'll be delicious canapes, beverage package as well that goes along with it. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll see you tomorrow, guys. Bye.
See ya.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.